Soundings presents an unabridged recording of Summer of Hopes and Dreams, written by Sue McDonough and read by Charlotte Strevens. The moral right of the author has been asserted.
Chapter 1. The printed notice on the door of the art cafe read, "Closed for private function." Inside, hearty laughter and reminiscences abounded in the old-age tradition of a good send-off. Only Lana could have such a stylish no-black-clothes funeral. Remember that exhibition she put on? Was that the one she streaked through? Oh, naughty girl! Indeed it was. Cheers! Glasses clinked together in a toast to the dearly departed. She had the figure for it, though. Goodness me, yes. Ever the supermodel, that was Lana. If you've got it, flaunt it. There was a ripple of laughter. Unless you have as much of it as I have. Rosie, Lana's only child, tried not to look down at the purple linen dress stretched across her thighs, riding up to reveal her dimpled 47-year-old knees. Purple had been the darkest colour she could think of in an attempt to look slimmer. Reflected in the polished hearse containing her mother, she'd looked like an overripe blueberry. Good old Lana! She never stopped flaunting it. Bless her! So sad to go like this. The table rumbled with assent. Rosie knew precisely none of these people. Her mother's friends and collectors, they'd stayed away in their droves as her body was ravaged by the cruel fingers of Parkinson's disease. She felt their curious glances and her stomach clenched. Lovely send-off, Rosie, said Rosie, after a slight pause. Her fingers darted across the tablecloth to straighten, tidy, collecting empty envelopes for the sympathy cards that she'd barely begun to acknowledge, and which would probably go straight into the bin. Yes, well done. Very nice. Your mother was a force of nature, my dear. She was indeed. Rosie felt their eyes on her. A tendril of curly auburn hair sprang free and stuck to her forehead. Perspiration trickled down her back. But we can't all be the star of the show, The woman's gaze raked Rosie's crumpled dress. Some people are better in a supporting role. The table rumbled again like the House of Lords as the speaker looked round at them for approbation. Rosie's lips tightened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?